Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. So what's Jesus doing here? Leaving Nazareth, going to Capernaum, and then Matthew brings this quote into play from Isaiah chapter 9. Perhaps Matthew particularly wanted to emphasize the Gentiles here because, well, perhaps the church was finding this a difficult issue at the time of writing. Certainly by the time the gospel was written, the main evangelistic thrust and perhaps membership of the church was Gentile. And of course, the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians did occasionally have tension. And so Matthew draws attention to the fact that Jesus went back to a Gentile-influenced area. Capernaum was a bigger place. Many trade routes came through Capernaum. A lot of Gentiles would have been coming and going through there. Jesus goes there, perhaps even to live in Peter's house. And this is an area, well, despised by conventional Jews of the south of the country. The province was surrounded by Gentile nations and was very heavily influenced by Greek ways of thinking and language. And so God chose a relatively pagan, worldly, rebellious, and rough place to initiate his message and recruit disciples for his son. It's so typical of God to go where the religious conservatives would not expect him to. And I think that's what Matthew is pointing out by reminding his readers of this quote from Isaiah chapter 9. That Galilee being surrounded by Gentiles was a land of darkness in a way. And it's the darkest area that receives the brightest light. That's a good reminder for us. In some of the darkest places that we know, that's where our light will shine brightest. And that's where the gospel can have the most effect. Where's the darkest place near you? That's the place to go with the light of the gospel. Next time we'll go on to look at the beginning of Jesus' preaching. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.